for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Bradley Close has joined us on the line after a career night for him, a night that he'll never forget, the night that he kicked a career high 4 goals, a bloke called Franklin at the other end kicked 4 to bring up 1,000. Brad, thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. Tom King, Ben Castagnelia, Mark Neal talking to you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, you've been in a losing team but on an historic night. Can you just give us your reaction firstly to what Lance Franklin's achieved for the Swans?
Yeah, it obviously was a pretty crazy night out there. Yeah, we all knew it was a possibility, but for it to actually happen and witness it firsthand, it was amazing and, yeah, great achievement from Buddy.
Yep. Can you give us those crazy moments afterwards? Were you on the ground or were you on the bench and were you able to get yourself safely to the Cats rooms?
Yeah, I was on the ground. And yeah, we knew where to run off back to the race and had people running full bore straight at us, which dodging and weaving to get through the crowd. And then, yeah, a bit of time just in the change room trying to keep warm, knowing that we had to go back out. So, yeah, just try to stay out of the way of as many people as I could.
Was there any discussion about with only 5 minutes, 55 to play that we're not going back out and we might as well just call it a night, that, you know, the 38-point margin or whatever it was at the time was going to be irretrievable anyway?
No, I think we knew we'd have to get back out there, and we wanted to go out and finish the game off and try and, yeah, keep the margin. If not, decrease the margin. And look, we still had 6 minutes to play, and, the fans are still here, so we finish it off.
Brad, you've only got 977 goals to get to Buddy's 1,000. Do you think you'll do that this year or next?
Yeah, look, I was chatting to Eddie Betts in the rooms when we were in, and I asked him how many he kicked, and I think he said 650. And it's just crazy to think how many 970 I've got left. I don't think many blokes will ever get there, and I know I sure probably won't, but if I can keep in a few here and there, I'll be happy.
I know it's a team game, and look, tonight the team was beaten and it was an historic night. Just yourself, you've started the season really well. You were Geelong's best player tonight. What have you tried to work on in the off-season? What are a couple of things that you've, you know, you're happy with that you've been able to implement in the first two rounds?
Yeah, I think obviously hitting the scoreboard, I guess, last year probably didn't finish as well as I should have. Maybe didn't take the chances I probably could have. So I think working with blokes like Eddie Betts, who's joined us this year, and even having Ty Stengel working on sort of finishing craft, trying to make the most of my opportunities is something I've worked on. And, having a full pre-season under the belt, put me in good stead.
Third season at the Cats, Brad, and 32 games now. How much more comfortable do you feel at the level than you were 2 years ago, as you, I think, made your debut against Fremantle?
Yeah, obviously feel a bit more comfortable each week, but it is good knowing that your teammates have your back and you can feel more comfortable. And when you get good feedback from your teammates, we always sort of get around each other. And it's easy to play on a side like this.
And Brad, are you drinking the Macona?
The Macona? The Macona gets around a fair bit. Probably have a Macona pre-game just because that's all there is in the change rooms, to be honest. If we could get a barista in, I'd be more than happy for a proper coffee, but the Macona does the job.
Well, you need to start calling it the Bogan Dust.
Yeah, I think we need to work on that.
Hey, Brad, well done on your performance tonight. Commiserations to the boys. 30-point loss, not ideal, but your own performance, fantastic. 4 goals, a career high for you. We're really enjoying watching you back in the side this year, and obviously back in the long sleeves tonight after showing us the arms last week. Did you get many comments around that being in the shorties?
Yeah, I was absolutely hammered last week. A lot of people couldn't believe it. I guess they probably weren't out in the middle of the G in 28-degree heat. It was a bit much last week, but it was good to have them back on tonight.
What's your temperature cut off there, Brad, for the long sleeve to short? Do you have a temperature?
It's more on feel. I went out there last week and I was tossing up pre-game and everyone's asking me, what are you doing? But, I just felt like it was a bit warm and, I don't know.
It was good to see the Cannons anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Brad, well done on your performance tonight. Bad luck to the boys and look forward to seeing you in action next Saturday night against the G at the G against Collingwood.
Cheers, fellas.
Bradley Close joining us here from down in the Geelong rooms.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.